about roughly 40 degrees inclination. Back to you, Dick.
It takes a lot of power to change the inclination of an orbit. To use the moon is very crafty. That was TechNet number 1695. That was Space Report number 295. That was Science Report number 25. 73, you all. We've run out of time. And Roy is always worried that he doesn't have enough subjects. Obvious by the amount of enthusiasm he stirred up with all of the answers he was getting tonight, people with guesses. He doesn't have a problem. He's got a whole lot of science subjects. Over to you, Roy, for any final comments. Thank you. AC2GS, K2RIW in the TechNet.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Paul. Once again, anyone who has any topics, it's mailbag at ac2gs.com. And just a little addition on that vacuum that failed. That vacuum needed to be 1/10,000th of an atmosphere and 2/10,000th of an atmosphere of pressure. That's how it failed.
Did they say, Roy, why that degree of vacuum was required? I am guessing so that the random air molecules striking the detector did not create a false alarm signal. Over to you, Roy, if you happen to know.
They describe it as part of a thermal shield, so I think it's thermal noise being introduced by gas molecules, as suggested. I looked at a bunch of different articles, and unfortunately, none of them go into very specific detail.
You said the magic word, thermal noise. How hot something is really is only how fast the molecules are moving. Those molecules striking your sensitive detector create noise. Create pings, microscopic pings, atomic-sized pings. Okay, so thermal noise. So it sounds like we're guessing correct. Thank you. Bye-bye. 73, you all. Be kind to each other. See you guys next week. Think big. Think science. Think space. K2RIW clear.